From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth. Yes, the Wednesday edition. Have you noticed how time flies? I remember somebody said years ago, time flies when you're having fun, but I think whether we're having fun or not, time still flies. But this is Wednesday, and this week we are looking at a subject that, believe you me, I believe that if we apply to our lives, will change our lives for the glory of God. And that is the concept of biblical core values. You know, the Living Truth program has been on the air ever since October of 1989, so you can do the math on that. But I believe that this week of studies is one of the most important studies we've put together, if not the most important studies we've ever put together, as it relates to you and me who call ourselves Christians. Now remember, when we're talking about a Christian, we're not just talking about somebody who goes to a Christian church or who has been brought up as a Christian in a Christian home and family, but we are talking about one who has trusted Jesus Christ alone as their personal Savior. Is that you? You see, the true Christian recognizes Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, where the Bible says that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. A Christian is one who has recognized that he or she is a sinner, that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, and then consequently has trusted Jesus Christ to save them. And to be saved means to have faith in Jesus Christ for the deliverance from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence. And again, through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Does that describe you? Well, if it does, then you are a biblically based Christian. If it does not describe you, I would encourage you right now, right there wherever you are, call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you. And if you do that, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. At the end of the program, Jim O'Brien will give you our contact information. But the fact of the matter is, every Christian ought to have biblical core values. Now, we have this week been defining core values as principles or beliefs that a person or an organization views as being of central importance. And as I mentioned yesterday, core values are the fundamental beliefs, convictions, and guiding principles that shape our behavior, our attitudes, our decisions, our ministry, our work ethic, and our relationship. In other words, they define who we are. Well, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 is a verse that gives us what I believe to be biblical core values that guide Christians and glorify God. Here is what Philippians 4 and verse 8 says. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, let's identify these core values. You know, a number of years ago in studying the concept of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, I came across this phrase that somebody rendered, and he said this. This verse, referring to Philippians 4 and verse 8, is a brief biography of Jesus Christ, and when applied to our lives, enables us to be like Christ. Now think about that. And I've often thought about that over the years, that what we see here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 does indeed describe the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is true. He is honest. He is just. He is pure. He is lovely. He has good report. He is virtuous. He is praiseworthy. And so, you see, the fact of the matter is, when we apply these principles, these core values that are brought out in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 to our lives, then we are going to be able to live as the Lord Jesus would have us to live. We are going to be reflecting Him in our lives. I think we can actually refer to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 as our spiritual pledge of integrity for our personal life and ministry function. And if we do, we will therefore be Christ-like in all things. Now, the other day, I asked you the question, it might have been yesterday, it might have been Monday, do you have core values that guide your life that are biblically based? You see, everybody has core values, a philosophy that will guide their life. But is the philosophy that guides your life biblically based? Can you say in your day-by-day life, now be honest with yourself, it's just you and me right now, okay? Talking over the radio. Can you say that the principles of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 guide your life today? That you are true, that you are honest, that you are just, that you are pure, that you're lovely, that you have a good report, that is a good testimony, that you are virtuous, and that you are a person who praises God. Can you say that? That those are your core values today? Well, certainly we need to pattern our life after Jesus Christ, don't we? And if these values, these principles that are emphasized here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 do truly reflect the Lord Jesus Christ, then these values should be a part of your life and my life as born-again Christians today. So what I want to do today is to begin to identify each one of these core values with you. Now, there are eight values here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 that will transform our lives for Jesus Christ. And any one of these core values will make a big difference in our life. I want you to think about that. We have eight of them listed here. Any one of them, when applied to our lives, will make a big difference in our living for the Lord. So let's begin to identify them. First of all, he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Now, that which is true is the Word of God, is it not? In John chapter 17 and verse 17, Jesus, when speaking to his Father, says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. And so we realize that we understand that when we are talking about that which is truth, that we are talking about the Word of God. In fact, we are talking about all that God is. When we study the Bible, we find that God the Father is truth, God the Son is truth, God the Holy Spirit is truth, and God's Word is truth. And so when we are talking about that which is true, it reminds us that we must live our lives according to the truth of the Word of God, according to the truth of everything that God is. When we are talking about that which is true, we are talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the teaching of the Bible, the Word of God. And it's a choice that we all must make. You know, back in Psalm 119 and verse 30, the psalmist said, I have chosen the way of truth. Does that sound familiar, the way of truth? When I founded the Way of Truth Ministries back in 1989, I was looking for a passage of Scripture by which we could name this new ministry. And I came across that verse, Psalm 119 and verse 30. I have chosen the way of truth. And that's why we call this ministry the Way of Truth Ministries. And, of course, the broadcast is the Living Truth Broadcast. But the fact of the matter is, if we are going to live to please God, we must choose truth. All that God is, all that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is, and all that the Word of God teaches us. That will enable us to be the kind of a Christian that God would have us to be. And if we just chose this one, out of all the eight that are mentioned in Philippians 4 and verse 8, it would transform our lives. But there are seven others. The second one is that which is honest. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. Now, the word honest there does certainly mean to be honest, to be a person of integrity, to follow that which is obviously absolutely truth and not lying or anything along that line. But the word really means honorable. And what that is teaching us is that as Christians, we are to maintain an honorable lifestyle in relationship to God and to others. In other words, we are to have a good testimony for the Lord. When people think of us, when people see us, what should they think of? Not just who we are, but they should see Jesus Christ reflected in our lives. As it says in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. I trust that when people look at you and me, they see somebody who, yes, is honest, and because we are honest, that we are very honorable in our living and live to honor and please God. Those are two of the eight elements of the core values that should be a part of our lives as Christians. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue to identify these core values from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.